I might tell you the story about years ago. My dad got mad. He put gas in the car, and he got in the car, and he hit the dashboard. My mom says, "What's wrong, Jim?" He says, "Gasoline went from 30 to 35 cents." He was mad.
Yeah, well, like I told you before, my dad was working at the gas station a long time ago. Lady came in, older lady, and was just tearing him a new one. And he goes, "Sorry, ma'am, I don't set the prices." And it only went up a penny. And he got the third degree from her.
Yes, some people get mad at the wrong people. You know, you get mad at the company for raising the prices. I remember during Desert Storm in the fall, that's when the street department truck came in, and he was telling me that right as Desert Storm was starting, and we were shipping men and equipment over there, he said that he drove by a gas station because he was his truck was full of leaves, and he was going to dump them. He sold the price of gas, and then he dumped the leaves, and then on the way back, he sold the same gas station, and he says, "I can't believe how much it went up just in a short time."
Yeah, I know. And, well, you go across this county, you're going to see over a dozen different prices of gas, and that's just the cheap stuff. I mean, you can go from the west side of South Bend all the way to, the west side of Mishawaka, and you'll see them at least a half a dozen different prices for the cheap stuff.
Yeah, that does surprise me. Right now, I'm here at Kroger's to get some shampoo, and I can't see what the price is, though, but most of it is below 3. Okay, I'm here. I better let you go. I got to go get some shampoo. N9YOU, KB9KBX.
All righty, KB9KBX, N9YOU.